Welcome to the All Out As Is podcast. I'm your host, Adia. Brené Brown once said, "One day you will tell the story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide." These are my stories, my lessons learned, my experiences. It is my hope that through this podcast, you will find grace for your past, purpose and alignment for your future, and contentment in this moment as you live all out your way, just the way you are. If you aren't already following me on social media, please check out Adia Dance on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and at adiadance.com. All right, let's get started. Hey y'all, it's Adia. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. As I'm talking, there is an airplane that decided to fly over. So hopefully the microphone is picking up all the sound and you're not getting all the airplane. But I wanted to talk about something that I feel like somebody needs to hear. And I don't know who you are or who needs to hear this, but here is what I want to say. Just do it. I know they say you can't. They say you shouldn't. They say you'll never make it work. No one's ever done it before. Who do you think you are? I just want to encourage you to do it. Whatever that thing is, whatever that thing that your mind has been on, that your heart has been pulling towards, that you feel like is in alignment with who you are and where you want to be, go for it. Because in my opinion, there's never going to be a perfect time. There's never going to be the right time where all the stars align and all the finances are perfect and the relationship status is just where you want it to be and all the things. I don't know if that exists. I think that those things can fall into place. I think that there's things that can exist, but a perfect environment and scenario for whatever it is that your heart's desiring, it may not happen until you decide to take that step to just move forward and go for it. So I just want to encourage you to do it. You've been thinking about it. You've been planning on it. You know that you're yearning for it. And the reality is there's going to be naysayers. And I hear this all the time from people who I consider mentors. But the naysayers, a lot of times they come in the form of your loved ones, the people who care about you the most. And they care about you so much that they don't want you to fail. They care about you so much that they don't want to see you hurt. That they don't want to see you fall. And so they will say things that are really discouraging and, you know, in an effort to keep you safe, but that's really not what keeps you safe. And we can't be protected from everything, and risk is part of life. So you never know what's on the other side of, you know, making that decision until you make it. And I've definitely had like people in my life when I've been wanting to branch off or do things or take risks, and they'll alert me to all the ways it won't work and how based on their life experiences, I should take a hint and not do this thing that is pulling me. And I'm just like, if you've got it in your head and your heart, just go for it. A couple things that like in my dance world that were kind of in recent years, that I did was one of the things was the Yes Dance Convention. Some of you guys may have heard of it. It's the biggest country swing line dance convention in the nation for bar style dancing. And of course we have lots of other styles incorporated as well. But, the idea of it being called a nationals, I got pushback on that. It's like, no, I don't, you know, whatever the reasons were, I was like, no, this is like what we need to do. You know, this is what this needs to be. There was another thing with one of my events called The Edge. And I literally like dreamt of this idea of doing a nationwide instructor search, because I know a lot of people, but there are so many more people out there and so many gifted, talented community leaders passionate about this thing called country dancing. And I wanted to be introduced to these people. And so I woke up with the idea to do this Fresh Boots instructor search. It ended up being amazing. And I met so many great people as a result of it. And I was just like, wow, I'm so glad that I just like went with it. even though there was a little bit of pushback and there was like, oh, well, we don't, what if this person's not qualified? What if the person we find, like all the what ifs, like it ended up being such an amazing idea and such a great like turnout. Traveling and dancing. I mentioned that in a previous episode. Like, I remember talking to someone who said, there's no money in dance. Like, you can't do dance for a living. And like, here I am doing dance for a living because we're in charge of our reality. And sure, there's going to be circumstances beyond our control, but we also are in charge of the way that we react and respond to them. So for whoever's out there who is just questioning, is now the time to do whatever that thing is? Just want to encourage you to go for it. Just do it. What do you got to lose? There's so much to gain. You don't even know what's on the other side of that risk in terms of how much you can gain and how much the world can be opened up to you and your talents and abilities and all the people that you're going to touch in the meantime and along your journey. So, all right, y'all, that's all I got for you today. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and look forward to checking in with you on the next episode. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following Adia Dance or by visiting my website, adiadance.com. And of course, I'm on all the other social platforms as well, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and the like. I appreciate you and all your uniqueness and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go live all out as is your way.